90-minute tape master duplicated to 60 minutes with noise reduction graphic equalizer.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Kim Fong Tang by Beverly Chan on January
17,
1980, tape one.
Well, that examination and all that. I was preparing for the preliminary at that time.
Well, during the time that you were in Los Angeles, i.e. between 1933 and 43, where did you live?
Hmm?
Where did you live?
I lived in Los Angeles.
When you were going to Chapmanwood, on Lovesick, which neighborhood? Was it a white neighborhood that you lived in?
A white neighborhood, yeah.
Uh-huh. Were there many Chinese students?
No. No.
In fact, at that time, were there many Chinese students who came over here like you to study?
At that time, there were quite a lot of Chinese students, but not very many Chinese residents in Los Angeles like now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Also, lots of students came.
Lots of students came, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think more than now.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Because at that time, you see, in all over China, now it's only those from Hong Kong and from Formosa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You came from Guam.
I come from Shanghai.
Oh, excuse me.
Because I was born in Canton, I went to Shanghai and came over.
Uh-huh.
You see, there's no direct transportation from Canton to
The city that you were born and raised in.
In Canton, Hong Kong.
Uh-huh. I see. Did you go to school there also?
I went to a high school in Canton.
What about elementary school?
Elementary. In my time, very few people go to elementary school, the public school, because public schools are not well running.
I see. So you had a private teacher?
I went to a public school. They call it a Catholic school.
Uh-huh, yes. And you studied Confucius and all that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And all the Chinese classics.
Uh-huh. Was your father in business?
Yeah, my father was a businessman.
Mm-hmm. And what made you decide to stay in the United States after the war?
After the war, I went back to China.
Oh.
I served for the United Nations and doing the relief rehabilitation work.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, about 1 year, my country, I go back there for 1 year, then I come back.
When did you go back to China?
1946.
Mm. And then you came back?
47.
In 47, you were hoping to finish your PhD?
At that time I was.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much immigration law, you know. At that time, very strict. So I, at that time, the Chinese allowed to be naturalized. If you marry a American citizen, my wife was born here,
mm-hmm.
and my son is born in Los Angeles.
I'm
a father of an American citizen.
Correct. When you came back to the States in 47, did you intend to stay here permanently?
I intend to stay here to just to finish my PhD.
Uh-huh. Then what happened?
What happened is the communists get into China,
mm-hmm.
and I have no desire to go back.
I see.
So I applied for naturalization.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. citizenship.
I see. Could you tell me your year and place of birth?
February 1st, 1911.
Where?
In Canton.
Canton, I see. And you spoke Sayap at home, right?
I speak Cantonese.
Yeah, excuse me.
When you say Sangam, it's entirely different from the Cantonese.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Pardon me. And did you hold any jobs while you were in the Canton? Did you work at all?
You mean when I was, before I came?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was a student.
Okay. You say you had 2 years of schooling, college education in China. What was your major?
Political science.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to switch to sociology?
Because I don't think, at that time, I have no intention of staying in this country. Mm-hmm. And studying political science here is not very appropriate if I would have went back to China. And sociology at that time is very popular in China, and besides there are lots of welfare work and any social work is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you were over here, did you miss your country?
No, when I'm here, I of course I pay a lot of attention to what's going on there, but my purpose is to study.
I see. So you didn't think very much about, you didn't miss your homeland?
No.
Did you write to your parents and relatives?
Oh yeah, I write to my parents and my friends.
Mm-hmm. All the way through from 33 to 43?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you send them money?
No.
Oh, that's what you did.
They sent me the money.
I'm sorry. You did not hold any part-time jobs here?
Well, I only teach in part-time.
What did you teach and where did you teach?
I was teaching Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Where?
In Los Angeles, in the Chinese school and the Presbyterian school.
When was that?
Well, that was postgraduate.
From 36 to 41?
Yeah.
I see. What kind of students did you have?
Chinese students.
How old were they?
Oh, the ages vary from 7 to, what, say, 7 to 17, something like that.
7 to 17, all in one class?
No. It's 9 classes. 6 in primary grade.
Which and one did you teach?
I teach in the Chinese community school and the Presbyterian school.
Now, which level?
I only teach the upper level.
High school.
The junior high school.
Junior high school level. Huh. So your students were around 16?
My student is around, say, 13 to 17.
Approximately how many students did you have, the range?
You mean the whole school or just my class?
Just your class.
In my class, it's about, the biggest class is not more than 20.
Mm-hmm.
And average is about 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things did you teach them?
I teach the language, how to speak, how to write, and how to write Chinese letters.
You're in Cantonese, right?
In Cantonese. Mm-hmm. Because here, particularly in those days, hardly anybody speaks Mandarin.
Mm-hmm. And you taught, actually, in Cantonese?
In Cantonese,
yes. Oh, I see. What was your impression when you first came to Los Angeles?
Impression of what?
Of Los Angeles, of America.
Well, not much difference from the year that I was in Shanghai. Because Shanghai is very westernized.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference, I contact every day with the American students instead of with Chinese students.
How long were you in Shanghai?
2 years.
Oh, that's where you got studied political science. I see. Which college?
University of Shanghai.
I see. And so you, the American students over there were similar to those that you found over here?
No. I mean, I didn't say American student in University of Shanghai. I said American student. You say, what's the difference? You ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I say, the only difference in Los Angeles, I met all the American students, instead of Chinese students I met in China.
I'm sorry, I see. Okay. And so, what about other Americans, things that people do here, American customs and so on and so forth? Social patterns.
Like people in my neighborhood where I live, and sometimes the church activities.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the only people I'm in contact with is students and professors of Chapman College.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came.
What was your impression of them?
Well, they are very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Chapman College is, my experience, is the most friendly people that I contact with.
That's a private college, right?
Yes. At that time, Chapman College was formerly California Christian College.
Christian College?
Yes.
I see. Were you a Christian?
I am.
I see. Did you come here on a scholarship?
No.
Your parents supported you?
Yes.
I see. But I forgot to ask you, your mother, did she work at all, or was she a housewife?
No, housewife.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have three brothers and one sister.
And they all stayed over there?
My elder brother is in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the second son of the family.
Mm-hmm.
My third brother is in Canada. My four brother and sister in Hong Kong.
So when you came over here, your impression of Americans were quite positive.
Yes.
What about the Chinese in America? I mean, the American-born Chinese, what was your impression of them? Did you perceive them as being different?
You mean the American-born Chinese?
Yeah. Did you have any contacts with those?
In school.
Yes, that's
only
by your students.
Yeah, only at...
and their parents.
Particularly at USC and the student body, Student Association of Southern California.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
oh,
we also have a student club in USC.
So.
The other one is all California, Southern California.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of them?
They're very nice. We once a year in the Southern California Student Association, we have a convention once
mm-hmm.
a year, and we also elect officers.
So you participated in the student
government
process.
Yeah.
Were your friends while you were studying at Chapman and USC mostly Chinese from abroad?
In Chapman College, we only have three Chinese students, including me.
Right. So your friends, were those your only friends, or were your friends also Americans?
All American friends, too.
Uh-huh. Any blacks or Mexicans or other minorities?
There are quite a few blacks, but I hardly see any Mexican in Chapman College at my time.
I see. Did you make friends with the blacks?
Oh yeah. In fact, two of them are very, because we sit very close to each other because of our name. Some Professor Asani sits alphabetically, you know.
Uh-huh. And what about at SC, where most of your friends from Chinese?
At SC, when I went to USC, I also lived around there. At first we live in the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
only graduate student lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, a few of us, four Chinese students, three of us,
mm-hmm.
rent a house just one block from the campus.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese, meaning those from Canton?
From, yeah, from, no, not necessarily from Canton, from China.
Oh, from China.
Mm-hmm.
Did you participate in any American student government activities?
No, not in the student body at USC or Chapman College, but I participate in some of the student activities.
Like
I'm representing the Chinese student participate in I don't know what you call that. It's like a conference, something like that.
You represent the Chinese students to
yes.
go to those multi-ethnic group conferences where
yeah,
all
like the
multinational.
Like, yeah, like the at that time, William Rogers World Student Conference.
Oh.
I speak on behalf of the Asian students,
mm-hmm.
not only the China,
oh.
India, Japan, and all that.
Were you elected?
I was. I don't know, elected or appointed at Dean Bacon of USC.
Bacon?
Dean Bacon at
uh-huh.
that time. He called me up and he wanted me to represent the Asian student.
I see. And did you participate in any social functions? Of the American students, you know, say dances or parties or picnics and so on?
Yeah, picnic I did, and I like the most is participate in basketball and football game.
You play basketball?
I don't play, I just like to watch them.
Ah,
yeah.
Basketball and American football.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go to much of any, say, parties that sort of
thing? Parties?
Dances?
Only like a Chapman College homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Did you go?
I go.
Yeah.
Only once a year.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring a date?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. So you stand there and watch?
Well, mostly we talk and then we have dinner,
mm-hmm.
the annual dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then after that we just watch the basketball game.
Oh.
I always have a basketball game after dinner.
Uh-huh. When you were living in with those other Chinese students, while you were studying at SC, did you cook Chinese food all the time?
Oh yes, not all the time. We cook Chinese food whenever we get together, like the weekend and things like that.
Where did you go shopping for your Chinese food? Groceries?
Oh, we don't have to go to shop. We just call the Chinese grocery, they deliver.
Oh.
At that time, everything is so cheap. They deliver to any place in the city of Los Angeles.
Did you have a car?
No.
Oh.
So none of us have a car.
Oh. So you got around by bus?
Yes.
I see. And did you ever, say, cook some Chinese food and invite Americans over?
No.
Did you invite any
We have Chinese,
over?
Yes. Chinese student come over.
How long did it take before you felt comfortable with speaking English?
Take a little time because in China we hardly speak English
mm-hmm.
at first. I feel a little difficulty
mm-hmm.
of making conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem of reading
mm-hmm.
or schoolwork, but conversation is gradually I pick up.
Besides cooking Chinese food, when any of you got sick, did you use Chinese medicine or did you go see an herbalist, herbal doctor?
No. Because if you see, you can go to see the MD there.
Oh, the student
yes.
health clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So Did you bring over anything, though? So before you come over here, did your mom pack your suitcase with, you know, all this good stuff that's supposed to keep you well?
You mean medicine, Chinese
medicine? Yeah, medicine.
No, even in China, we don't use Chinese medicine.
Oh, when you were in China?
When I at the University of Shanghai particularly, I live in the school dormitory, and this Chinese MD taking care of the students' health.
Mm-hmm. Chinese who? Western?
They're graduate from either England, Germany, or United States.
So you don't believe herbal medicine?
I believe that the herbs are very good.
Uh-huh.
But you have a hard time finding good herbalists.
Ah, here in the United States?
In China too.
Oh, I see. So most of the time you used Western medicine?
Mm-hmm. Particularly when you're school. When you're in school,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to you go. For you to go to the school student clinic.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the students you were teaching at the Presbyterian Church, what was your impression of them when you first talked to them?
Well, I liked them very much, and they liked me very much. And even now, whenever I see them, they said they forget all the Chinese that I told them, but they never forget my name.
I see. Were they as respectful to teachers as the students in China were? Or did they tend to be more rowdy or active?
No, I think they are very, according to the teacher. They respect the teacher, and they know the teacher are really doing something for them.
Mm-hmm. What about their parents? Did you ever meet their parents?
Oh, yes.
Were their
Whenever
parents?
There is any problem, I talk with the students' parents.
Were the parents mostly American-born or from?
Mostly, I'll say 90% is from China.
I see. But their children were born here?
Their children born here, and a few come from China too.
Uh-huh, but came here when they were very young, right?
Very young.
I see. Did you ask the parents what kind of occupation they were involved in? Were they mostly businessmen or professionals or workers?
The parents?
Yes.
Mostly they are working people, and a few of them are businessmen.
Working. What sort of work did they engage in?
Or they either work in restaurant or work in the Chinese produce market.
Mm. When you say work in the restaurant, do you mean as a waiter or as a cook? Or?
Yeah. Generally, it's either cook or waiters.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm sorry, what else besides restaurant? Produce?
Produce. You see, in the Chinese, in the Nine Street City produce market, quite a few of the parents working there.
Workers or owners?
Worker and owner both. Some are workers,
uh-huh.
Some are owners.
I see. What else?
And a few civil service workers.
Civil
service. Civil service.
Oh, civil service, I'm sorry. I thought the civil service jobs were very difficult to get in those days for Chinese.
Once you go in there, that's how they like it. Once they go in there, their job almost like permanent.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of civil service?
In the city.
For the city of Los Angeles?
Yes.
What did they do specifically?
I don't know what they do. I only know they're working for the city.
Were those people American-born or from China also?
There's some American-born, some are from China.
So even those who are from China can work in the civil service?
Yes.
But they were citizens?
They're citizens, yes.
They have to be citizens,
yes.
Right? I see. Did you ever ask them what their income was, or did you ever hear anybody?
No, I never bothered again.
So you don't know exactly how much people were making?
I don't know, because it's embarrassing to ask people, and Chinese things, it's not polite to ask people about their income.
How much did a pound of rice cost in those days, do you remember?
I can't remember. I only know it's very cheap. Everything is still so cheap.
relative to your salary at the Presbyterian school? In other words, if you got paid like $50 a month, then maybe food only cost, you know, $3 or $4 a month for you. Is that the kind of scale?
I can tell you that I can eat a lunch around 25 cents.
Oh.
And a dinner is around 50 cents. Not more than a dollar if you want to eat better.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you how much they paid you by the hour at that time? Or do they go by hours?
No, this kind of work is like a semi-voluntary service.
Oh, I see.
So the pay, we never bargain for the pay. It's very...
It was very low.
Very low, yeah.
Okay. How many dollars then did your parents send you? How many dollars did it take for you to live?
At that time, it only cost me $10 a unit at USC. I paid $10 a unit. So it doesn't cost very much. In the last couple of years, I get a scholarship.
At SC?
At USC. Mm-hmm. And I got 2 years scholarship at SC and 1 year scholarship from the State Department.
Mm, I see. So that covered all your living expenses.
Yes.
How much was your rent? Do you remember?
You see, my family sent me the money before, but after the Sino-Japanese War, they have no way of sending me money.
Oh, I see. So you were fortunate to hear.
So I get the scholarship.
How much was your rent in that house?
Oh, it was very cheap. I think it was $30 a month, and we divide three of us.
So $10
each. Yeah.
Oh my.
Of course, the owner is also, that house should worth more than that. And he knows that we are Chinese students and have a difficult time at that war time. So he really, actually that should be $35 to $40.
Was the owner Chinese?
No, American.
Did you ever experience any hostility or discrimination? Any kind?
Lots of discrimination at my time.
Yeah.
But I never encounter any hostility. I'll tell you one thing. The reason that we live in the graduate lodge, or we rent a house, so the Chinese student can live together.
Mm-hmm.
Because around the campus, there are a lot of a room for rent.
Mm-hmm.
But once we go in there and ask them for the room, and they said, oh, it's already
taken.
And I said, your sign's still in the, at the window. Oh, yeah, I forget. So they took it out.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, I see the sign still there.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I think there's a lot of people, they don't have contact with the Chinese. Mm-hmm. There's some misunderstanding, they're afraid of renting to a Chinese. Mm-hmm. Actually, rent to a Chinese, you don't have to worry about noisy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about paying rent. Mm-hmm. We're paying the first day of the month.
Right, yeah. Oh, and how come that that house owner consented to rent it to the three of you?
Oh, actually, that man is very nice. He rent to a Chinese before me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, there's no one better than the Chinese student. They don't make noise in the middle of the night. And they just mind their own business, they study.
So the discrimination was because they were ignorant.
Ignorant, yeah, misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of discrimination did you experience?
Well, I don't have much contact with the American public, except like around the campus, a room for rent, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
did anybody ever call you names and things of that sort?
No, because the people that I contact with are generally our educated people.
So you didn't, other than the housing discrimination, you did not experience any other kind of discrimination?
You see, I didn't come out to look for a job. If I do, maybe I encounter more.
How did you get that job at the Presbyterian Church?
Oh, I was asked to teach.